Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. How's it going?
It's going all right. It's a sunny day in Maine, and so that's nice. And it is Monday, so we're talking about Friday and Monday.
Monday. Today was a little bit spicy.
That's right. That's
Got a little
right.
spicy.
How did you feel about Nina and Drew's second roll in the hay?
They kind of crack me up. I like them together.
I still want them to, have trouble enunciating and forming words and stuff, but I guess they were closer to
Yeah, they just got
that
physical.
today.
Yeah, I was waiting to see if anybody's going to rip a shirt, if we were going to have another like amazing shirt, but they just kind of did the regular clothing off thing. And then it looked like they were going to have very uncomfortable intercourse on a table. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, and I that's like a that's a like a young person's game, isn't it? I don't know when that's ever comfortable, but I feel like if you're like a teenager, maybe
Yeah, well, they're
you
both
feel
in
like
really good shape. Obviously, spend a lot of time in the gym, so maybe it's easier. But yeah, it'd be funny if one of them like threw their back out or hip or something on me.
And that could happen, I think. But then the
But
alternative is what, the rug? So they don't have any good options in the office,
right,
really.
and will it be 45 minutes again? I mean, that's a marathon, people.
I know. Well, and she's got such an attentive assistant that I would think it would be hard to keep her focused on anything else for
Right,
that
she does
long,
seem
you
to
know?
want to pop in frequently. Well,
So,
anyway, it was fun. We knew that would happen again, so
yeah, I guess we did,
glad
didn't we?
they found their moment. What happened on Friday? Did we have anything good on Friday?
Did you not watch Friday, or have you just forgotten?
No, I did. I just there was a little kind of reprimand in your voice, Sarah. Like, I'm not getting paid for this. This is
I
really
understand you may
all a
not
labor of
remember.
love, you know.
I know. Not expecting you to remember, but I do expect you to watch.
I did. I watched, but I honestly can't remember much of Friday.
I think it was, let's see, is that when Laura went to, she was visiting with Ava for whatever reason, right? And then, oh, she was talking
Oh,
to her
was that the
about,
day when she went to the art gallery? Wasn't it the day before that?
I,
It doesn't
I,
matter.
it was definitely Friday also, 'cause I watched Friday
Okay.
again today.
And yeah, and she just basically broke up with Sonny, Laura, I
She
mean,
broke
not
up with
Ava.
Sonny. Yeah, she
Yeah, and
did,
I it
didn't she?
felt like it had to have felt to him like it came out of
Out
the
of
freaking
nowhere.
blue.
Yeah. I know. And I mean, and she said she hadn't expected to really, talk about it in that way, but I don't think it would have gone any better or gone over any better if they'd been like someplace else,
No, but usually I have such warm fuzzies about Laura and her wisdom, and this felt like some kind of, I mean, I know it's because we have new writers, so we've had this shifting paradigm on Sonny and the mob, and but I felt like I don't know what sort of writing they could have done that would have eased us into seeing Anna and Laura do a 180,
Yeah, I know. I think
or
that
would it
is
be
the question.
360? No, I guess it's a 180.
I think it's a 180. I mean, I think maybe to have them wrestle with it a little more, maybe, but either like before they talk to him, you know, or when they're talking to him, like even saying, yeah, you know, like,
yeah, like what if it went differently? Like what if instead of having her stern face with the eyebrow up, Laura?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what if she'd cried and clung to him and hugged him and been like,
yeah,
I, you know, I love you, but I can't, I can no longer in good conscience be your friend, you know, like I've had this sort of come to Jesus moment. And mm-hmm. did I use that right? Come to Jesus moment.
You're asking the wrong person.
Well, I don't think you have to be religious.
It sounded right to me. Yeah, it sounded okay to me, Gia. Mm-hmm.
All right. But you know what I mean? Like, what if it had been like a, like, I can't believe I'm having to say this to you, but I'm, you know, I've changed, I'm making a change, and, you know, I've compartmentalized facets mm-hmm. of your personality all this time, mm-hmm. and I can't, I'm grappling with it, I can't do it anymore, mm-hmm. rather than the judgmental,
yeah. Yeah, because that really did seem like suddenly, like for some sort of like convenient reason, she's decided to like just cut him off, you know?
Not only and cut him off, but laying the groundwork for Cyrus to bring him to trial.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, he doesn't even know that she set that in motion.
Yeah, so it's...
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not just like I'm turning away from you, but like I'm going to try and bring you down now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and Anna, the same with Anna.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah,
it feels like it's happened overnight, and I like that it's happened. You know, I like that we're changing how we're all dealing with Sunny, but I feel like I just don't know how it could have been written better, mm-hmm. but it should have been written better. I guess
it definitely should have been written better. I agree. And I think,
or happened more slowly.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, because I guess this, his career, his livelihood, his whole persona, that was like sort of the one big flaw to the show, right? That everybody accepts that this mobster is a good guy, you know? Right. Except maybe like a handful of people who feel, you know, like Scotty, you know, people who never liked him and never will.
Taggart used to.
Yeah. Yeah. But so many people have chosen to look only at his good side, at his generosity. And yeah, we never did really acknowledge what he was capable of. And I think maybe one of the problems with doing it now is it is so late in the game, you know? I mean, it seems like he's almost at the point where he probably could like retire from the mob, you know? I don't know. There's that. So like, and with all their history, especially, he's got so much history with Laura and Anna and Luke. And I mean, all these people that have helped him and that he's helped, you know?
Maybe if there could have been one more, like there was a Cyrus incident, but you know, maybe if there could have been a cumulative, you know, some other dirty bit of business that they knew, you know, was too big to ignore.
Yeah, that's a good idea because, yeah, Cyrus also, that's problematic because he's a squirrely dude too.
Right, you know? Right. That they were all trying to take off the map before they decided to like Sunny, you know?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's got me feeling pretty bad for Sunny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a lot to unpack there.
Look at us using the phrases, a lot to unpack, come to Jesus moment. What else you got? Bring it.
Leaning into something.
Let's lean into something.
And then we'll circle back.
Okay. And move forward with a different candidate.
Well, you know
what I like? Like, talk. Like, can you talk around that? Can you talk around those points or something like that? Isn't there something
and
like
it's not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
all these expressions. Well, I was going to
say, baby, like a wagon wheel.
All right. Now I think that's something else. I don't know where that came from.
Oh, well, that's just an overdone song. But when you said wheelhouse, it just made me think of wagon wheel. And it's like, oh my God, wagon wheel. That's another one of those overdone.
Okay. Okay.
Songs. No.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
But Luther Vandross never did it, so it's
no.
Not
your, and man, not that guy could—he could cover the hell out of a song. So I bet he would make it new again. Actually, he does have a song that he covered, "Circles," very good song. All right, let's see, where were we? Oh, when we were talking about, let's see, about Sonny, and oh, when he's talking to Laura.
Okay.
And they're sort of debating, and it was interesting because he kept trying to act like he's, since there are other bad guys, what's wrong with him? You know?
Yeah, right.
Which was sort of a flawed argument, but he kind of,
what aboutism is that kind of?
Okay.
I'm like just trying to explore the language that we all live in, you know, we're all swimming in this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's usually used in political arguments, you know.
Okay, all right. Gosh,
sometimes can't believe I feel like explain that to you.
I don't know. What aboutism? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh. What was that little ding? Was that at your house or my house?
I think it was my notifications.
Okay.
It's like every time you say something annoying, it dings. So prepare yourself for a lot of dings, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I've got mine turned off on you. You're welcome.
Let's just try to get through one fucking podcast without fighting. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, that was interesting. Like I'm not the worst, you know.
Yeah. And even Laura seemed to admit that Cyrus had done like maybe more bad things than Sonny. Like they're kind of acting like beating Cyrus up is one of the worst things Sonny ever did. And I'm pretty sure it's not, right?
No, I mean, we have to assume he's had people murdered.
Yeah, I feel like the Pine Barrens are full of bodies. Yeah, so I don't know. It still feels silly to me that everybody's grappling with who Sonny has turned out to be.
But it is kind of interesting, but it just, I look into his sunken eyes, his sunken, barely medicated eyes, and I think, oh my God, this is going to come to a head here, and it's going to be horrible to watch. And
I know. That was, like you said, they could have written that better, that scene with Laura, but it also, it could have been even more heartbreaking, you know, for both of them, really, but, you know, Sonny.
Like, yeah, it could have been almost more like he and Carly, that was such a hard
scene. Yeah, like he came bouncing in there, you know, with this great idea. And then
Art, I know, I felt bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
I remember another, what happened on Friday was we had a lot of Gregory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Finn arguing with Finn,
mm-hmm.
Trying to keep his independence and not wanting the like full-time health aid and and I'm going to throw in another like popular term of the day.
Of course you are.
That really triggered me.
You are just living in the right now.
I you know, for the past, I don't know how many years, 3 or 4 years, as my father was declining, both physically and mentally, although he did not have, you know, full-blown dementia or anything, but he was fiercely independent and And so all of that about, you know, but it didn't happen, and it, you know, and I guess I would play the role of Finn and be, you know, and it just all of it, that, oh, that difficult arguing with your own parent and trying to parent the parent. And
yeah,
it just was like, gave me an ick feeling in my stomach. And I,
yeah.
And I at the same, seeing it played out like that in front of me, not being the people, but you could see all sides of it. You know, you could, I sympathize so much with Finn, of course, you know, just trying to come up with solutions that would keep everybody safe and alive longer, potentially, and safe longer.
Yeah. Nobody mentioned just sending Violet away.
Gregory should start leaving around brochures for perfectly lovely boarding schools.
Oh, get her a motorcycle or something.
I didn't even think of that. But then I could so identify with, you know, poor Gregory just trying to hang on to one shred of dignity and independence.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, definitely.
And, you know, you're going down and you've been the captain of your own ship all these years, and then suddenly your own children are telling you what to do, and you're losing control of your own body, and at the same time you're just literally losing control with your children, and a lot of realism in all of that.
Definitely.
And I thought Tracy was just lovely, the way she came in.
Oh, so much finesse, you know.
Yeah, just diffused the whole thing.
Yeah
so beautifully. Yeah.
That's the wisdom that comes with age, I guess.
To some people. Not you or I wouldn't say.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Still waiting. But for a character that came on as such a willful, scheming, occasionally downright evil, selfish, you know.
Yeah.
She certainly can be quite lovely at times.
Yes, and maybe she's evolved a little too much into a softer. I don't know. I mean, I like her this way, of course, you know.
Is she losing her essential Tracy-ness, would you say?
Well, maybe it's just they're just going for a more crowd-pleasing Tracy. I don't know, which I guess I can get behind, you know, but I'm not sure if it's true to the character.
She's always kind of out for number one usually.
Yeah, and I suppose people could sort of stop fighting, you know, at some point.
Change. But,
but I was thinking, like, when Finn was having his sort of argument with his dad, they kind of forgot that they had sort of been on opposite sides of that argument, like, a couple days before, you know, like when he came home and Violet was there with Gregory and she was all panicking. And then Gregory was like, I can't ever let that happen to her again, you know? And it was like, so it seemed like it was bad writing or inconsistent not to sort of continue, you know, where they started.
I think what we're concluding kind of about the new writers is that they're having some good ideas, but their execution is clunky.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, yeah.
You know, like, I like the direction they're taking with a lot of things. But yeah, there's these kind of big gaps and weirdness and...
Yeah,
hitting some hollow notes here and there.
Right, yeah. But yeah, like you said, it's definitely a time in the life of a parent and a child where you have these sort of moments where you're switching roles and stuff. And I think also one of the problems for Gregory is when Finn and Chase, when they're planning for him, it sort of seems like they're rushing the progress of the disease. I'm sure that's how it feels to him.
Yeah. And I think we did that with my dad too. Like he had a stroke and we were immediately planning for like all the worst things all the worst outcomes of it. And my dad, you know, compounded the problem by being very stubborn. But sorry, Dad, but it's true. but you know, I think we were so concerned and wanted so much to have him be safe and cared for that I think we overdid, and probably if we'd waited around, we could have had less intervention for a while anyway. But
Yeah, but you're trying to anticipate everything, and it's
right.
Hard.
We were anticipating what was coming down the road, and but it's when it's somebody else, like seeing it on screen, it's like, oh, you can see how this is just killing Gregory, you know?
It's
killing him also literally, but I don't know. Are you still holding out hope for a misdiagnosis? Do you think that's?
I am. I don't know why.
You know, we need to know about the guy's contract, the actor's contract.
Yeah. That would help us. Yeah. I don't know.
Prepare for him to be gone shortly after this wedding, the way they're progressing here. I don't know if that's how realistic that is or not, but it seemed to be really making him go downhill pretty fast right now.
I would say, and the stress of having to get through the wedding seems like that would be too much for him in his present state also. So we'll see. It looks pretty dicey.
It's going to be sad.
But
it has yielded some good moments, I'd say, but with Tracy.
And I guess
annoying little Violet.
That's right. Yeah,
she's toned down a little bit in the last few episodes.
I know she hasn't been that bad. She hasn't been that bad because she's busy. She's got other jobs, so maybe you know she's.
Oh yeah, speaking of jobs, that's the next thing we should talk about.
Okay.
We had some big job offers to Sasha.
We did. Yeah, and Willow too. But although I don't know if that's a big one. But yeah, Sasha. Okay, let's talk about Sasha.
Yeah, so all based on one batch of shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
She's suddenly been hired to cook for the entire Quartermain family.
Right. And then suddenly we've learned that she likes to cook. I don't know if it's a passion, but definitely it's something she enjoys enough to think about this.
We'd had no groundwork for that. It would have made more sense if Dex had been hired.
That's a great idea. That would have been hilarious.
We've had a few mentions of Dex, like, teaching Jocelyn to make lasagna and things like that. So. But I guess we were just going to re-envision Sasha and place her at the Quartermain so that she can have the romance with Cody.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we're doing there. Seems a little...
I guess. I don't know if we need to put them together quite like that. They'll find each other. I mean, she knows where he lives and stuff.
So that seemed a little wacky, and it's hard to envision Sasha actually like cooking for an entire family like that.
Especially like some fussy people.
Yeah, what a pain in the ass job that would be. Like a huge spread out clan of people, and you've got to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner for each and every one of them all, you know.
Yeah, like kind of on demand, right?
Yeah, that's what it would sound like to me. I'd like to be on the receiving end of that. But
yeah, that'd be awesome.
I don't see how Sasha would think of that as like a viable opportunity. It's like, really?
No, I was liking the idea of her working at the Metro Court.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
For
a young woman with her skills. But I guess we don't know how good a cook she is. I mean... I guess it was a hell of a shepherd's pie. That's the thing with like mashed potatoes. Hamburger. I think my mother used to make that.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things that's pretty forgiving. You know, it's easy to do a good job with that.
As long as you don't make it like a trifle. Like,
like Rachel.
I think if you throw enough buttery mashed potatoes on top of whatever.
Yeah, nobody cares what's underneath that.
Does it have corn? It doesn't have corn, does it?
I think it could. Yeah, I think it could have corn.
Does it have peas or vegetables?
Yeah, I think peas and corn. Do I need to look up a recipe for shepherd's pie for
you? No, I mean, it's sounding gross just out loud. It sounded kind of gross to me, but I think I liked it when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Anyway, so that was an oddness, I thought, but we'll see. I'll reserve judgment. Maybe she'll be fun as the quartermain.
Yeah.
Book, I don't know.
Or maybe, like, you know, who knows if Willow will get pulled away by Drew's new offer somehow, and Michael and Sasha will have some late nights together.
My thought was like, okay, Willow's getting pulled into Drew's office, so she's in his orbit, and
yeah,
you know how I floated the idea of them having a little illicit affair. I could see that happening, and and then Michael could turn back to Sasha. I know his big old hand is like larger than Willow's head. You know, he kept like waving around at her today on the episode today.
Imagine like if he did ever bed Willow and he's already like done her mother.
Oh, right.
You know.
Oh, and a tangled
and Carly, way. Right? So she's Carly's like her other mom,
mother-in-law. Much.
So,
anyway, that was a weird little scene, and Michael is looking like, honestly, he's looking like he's 12 years old lately.
What I was gonna to say him? He looks like a boy, and that looked kind of like a boy's suit, you know?
Yes,
like from
I know. What are they doing to him? Are they doing something to him? Injections or something.
They doing something to him.
I mean, not just his look, but not just his clothing, but his face looked rounder and younger or something.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? He looks like he did look sort of healthier, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe he's healthy. Maybe he was gaunt before and now he's... But it occurred to me that, like, what is that? Is it Benjamin Button, that aging in reverse thing or something?
You think that? You think that's something that they're playing with on the show? Or eventually it'll just be Willow sitting next to, like, somebody like Wiley and calling him Michael.
In a little like Sears Roebuck suit. Yeah. But it just occurred to me that I thought he looked kind of youngish at the hatchet place. And then sitting there in his little suit, like the collar of his shirt seemed weird. I don't know. Everything just looked kind of wrong.
It definitely didn't look like a full like adult suit.
Yeah, I mean, what do we know? But
I don't know. But then you got Drew always wearing his like t-shirt under his jacket, looking like a douche. So
that really gets to you, doesn't it?
It really does.
Looking like a douche. What is that line of that 70s song that everybody's like gets wrong and thinks you're saying a douche?
Like a deuce. blinded by the light.
Manfred Mann.
Originally Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to insult one of your heroes.
That's okay. Oh dear.
Goodness. Anyway, so we had that little thing today, and we had the Nina Drew adventures with Nina and Drew, which I'm digging it. I'm like, let them get freaky with each other.
I wonder. It looked like from the previews from the next episode that somebody was knocking on the door. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Is that going to be the assistant, or is it going to be Carly following up on, or no, is it Drew's office they're in, or it's Drew's, right?
Yeah, it could be Carly. That would be fun.
Yeah.
We don't know. They're going to have to come up with a quick cover story, and it'll be, could be. If it were Ava's, if it were Nina's office, it would, like, we had the groundwork on Friday for Carly and Nina to team up against Ava.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, they sort of
a little bit where they agreed that Ava was no good for Sunny, not a good influence. And you love those moments when enemies
I do. Team up. Yeah. Yeah, so that would be nice to have a little follow up there.
But I think you're right. I think it was Drew's office, so I don't know.
So we'll see.
I wish Carly would get out of that weird dress.
I know that dress isn't doing her any favors, really.
It looks like you know when you used to like in gym class when you were little and they do the balloon, like stretch the balloon out and toss the balls. It looks like that. Like not was it a balloon? I guess it was a balloon, but you know, like when you like wadded it all back up to put it back in the gym closet, like that's what her dress looks like.
It's like a definitely deflated,
wadded up balloon.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Oh boy, it would be fun if it was Willow coming back to the office to say she had thought about Drew's offer.
Oh yeah, that could be. That could be. Yeah, that would be fun. And Nina's eye would be twitching like nobody's business.
That's true. Yeah. That's
I bet she's having fun. I bet that actor is just having a blast doing this.
Yeah, I think you're right. I absolutely think you're right. She must be enjoying this a lot.
And I know a lot of people just hate Nina, but she's winning me over because she's. You know, she's just such a freaking hot mess. And I like it when people have nothing to lose.
And, yeah, they're just always going for broke. And
yeah, and that's kind of where they both are, where they both almost are. And
yeah, like so when she's like, maybe I should text Willow, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
She should do more of that. Like, I'm going to send her a package. Yeah.
I'm sending a case of champagne. Yeah, she's just so Nina all the time, and just like, oh my God, could you have a worse idea? Yeah, how about sleeping with Drew? Yep, that's worse. Yep. So they're fun.
Yeah.
What else did we have? We had Jason and Anna kind of teaming up a little bit.
Yep. And then Mr. Jagger came by, Mr. Hard-Ass Jagger, and bossed Jason around a bit. And we also had Valentine and your boy, Brennan.
Valentine and Brennan. Yeah, Valentine had the weirdest hairline. Like, did you notice his haircut? Like, they showed him from the back. And you know how, like, they'll shave a men's haircut, they'll shave in the back, you know, just kind of that. Mm-hmm. It looked like they'd gone all the way up to like this curve around his ear.
I didn't notice.
You need
that.
To go back and look. It's so odd looking. Like his hair would naturally have grown much lower than that.
Yeah.
So they had to have done it on purpose.
Interesting.
It made him look odd. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was distracting. But he's totally evil again now, huh? I mean,
well, yeah, it seems like they've decided to take him down this path where he is sinister and
he wants to kill Jason now and pin it on Sonny.
And pin it on Sonny. Yeah, I still can't figure out if he's really sort of in this with Brennan, like if they're truly partners or if Valentine's got his own agenda. I don't
know.
Well,
they seem more like frenemies.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. They sort of have to kind of deal with each other. But Valentine was acting like he was way smarter than Anna, right? That he could fool her and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, which obviously was wrong.
Right. I mean, they can't fool anyone, including each other, but it was just, it just seemed like he wasn't giving her the normal amount of credit that he would have. I don't know.
They've changed his character, I think, just for usefulness, you know, they're going to make him go back to the dark side complete, which he came on as a completely dark character.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then got redeemed and... Mm-hmm. turned into a love interest for a few people. And then I guess, didn't pan out apparently. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, cause that would have been, they could have done something with him and Nina again. Although I guess this is more interesting for her to be making a mess of her life with Drew. And
I guess so. Like, but they had laid the groundwork for for he and Nina to kind of have a little bit of a reunion over Charlotte. And that whole Charlotte storyline has just basically been dropped, which is a bit of a shame. Yeah, she's like gave me the creeps like crazy.
I know. Yeah, she had a lot of potential to be.
Yeah, she's like a little exorcist.
Yeah, she could hold her own with like Heather and everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man.
Right.
I'd be scared of her, like in person, even like somebody
could turn it on, like scream and go running in the other direction.
Oh my God, we started watching the series Fargo.
Oh yeah.
Well,
I watched the whole series of the latest one, and I started when you told me you were starting to watch
the latest season?
Yeah, which is season 5 or something like that. But then when you told me you were going back to season 1 to start it, I decided to try that too. And I've watched season 1, episode 1 twice now, and I don't know if I can get any further into it.
Billy Bob Thornton is just evil.
Oh, so creepy.
Oh my God. And this friend of ours that told us to watch it, I was like, Jesus, you could have warned me a little. You know,
that's like how I felt when we went to see Silence of the Lambs.
I know.
Like, what the fuck? I thought we were friends.
It was the reputation of that movie not out in the public yet? I mean, how did you not know what you were
getting? I don't know. But
we're close to the end of season 1, and I'm like, good God, I just
I gotta power through it and watch some of the other seasons too. But the latest season is fantastic, I would say. If you can get through season 1, I think you'll enjoy.
I can, but I'm just it's traumatizing.
It is. And I don't like things where like all the evil is kind of compounded, you know, from one episode to the next, like the Martin Freeman character. And I love him. The guy who plays the husband. What's his name? The character. I can't remember what the character's name is. But
is this in the first season? The one I'm watching?
Yeah. Yeah. The one he kills his wife.
Okay.
Who was in the British office. And he was in Sherlock. I think he's
in Sherlock.
But he's
a very bad man also.
No, he's just like, he just says, fuck it. You know, like he's just been pushed around.
Yeah, he's almost more evil because he wasn't evil. And then he just decides to become evil.
Yeah. It's almost not even a decision. It's like he just can't try anymore.
Billy Bob Thornton's bangs are like that was a stroke of genius, like those little bangs, you know.
That's amazing what you can convey with hair.
You know, you should see what mine's conveying right now. I think it's saying that I'm a tennis pro.
Men's or women's?
Yes.
Yes.
I was. My friend Jeff the other night kept singing at me. He's like, "Do you feel like I do?" I'm like, "Shut up," because I look like Peter Frampton.
Yeah. Oh
well. It's out of my eyes. That's what I asked for.
Okay.
But anyway, so we got off on Fargo. But I can't remember where we were. What else happened today that we haven't covered?
No, I feel like we're missing something pretty significant. We still got Jagger sniffing around Carly.
We had a little scene with them. Yeah, and she just like lights up like a Christmas tree, you know, like, settle down.
Because I don't think he's Christmas tree material.
I don't know. His hair looked really good today.
Oh, volunteer. This is where if I had said that, you would say, see, this is why life is so interesting.
Well, it's got that quality of like early Jackson Brown hair, you know?
Yeah, I do like Jackson Brown.
I do like Jackson Brown.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but yeah. Okay.
Just that sort of like straight, shiny 70s hair that a little bit longer in the back.
Yeah, it definitely is 70s hair, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. I don't know what he's up to. I still don't get the relationship between he and Jason exactly.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But yeah, he was like making Jason his bitch today, you know. It was like,
I know, and I'm hoping Jason gets the last
you don't
word.
Like to see that,
do I do not. I do not.
Oh, I know what we're missing today.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Okay, Ava at the prison?
Oh, no. Go ahead with that and then I'll do mine.
Oh, okay. I wonder what yours is. Well, Ava, more or less, and probably less, kind of outlined what had been going on in her mind when she was talking to Nicholas, right?
Did she, though? Or is she just telling him a story? I mean,
yeah, that's the thing. I was thinking that when she's outside of her element, which is like, you know, in the Metro Court or at Sunny's or like anywhere where there's like a martini, she's not she's not quite as much of a force. And I felt like she, like, you could see sort of the chinks in her armor or something when she was at the prison. You know what I mean? It didn't
they laid the groundwork for her saying what was true by, you know, like, saying that he was like a safe space for her to talk to, because who's he going to tell?
Could
tell his mother. But
exactly. I was wondering, would he tell Laura? Because that would be very interesting if he told Laura about the meds.
Yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't say she redeemed herself about the telling anybody about the meds.
No.
But... You can kind of see at least her really, 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 really poor reasoning about it.
Very poor, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bad adulting, for sure.
Exactly, yeah. And I was trying to remember, like, Nicholas would have remembered what happened to Morgan.
Morgan, right? yes.
He didn't mention Morgan, but that would have been, you know.
But yeah, that was kind of interesting. But I got the sense that they just brought Nicholas back. Like, they said something about him being transferred.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it seemed like a one-off scene just to bring him on.
I guess so. I don't know. Yeah, that was kind of odd to bring him back.
And they had him seem like he was still, you know, carrying a torch for Ava.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're gonna hate me, but.
Uh-oh.
Where does that saying come from, carrying a torch for someone?
Let's see if I can tell you. Is there any more that we needed to talk about on that, in that scene?
I agree. I think she seemed a little more vulnerable. She claims she's not in love with Sonny, but maybe he was kind of hinting at her ultimate goal was just like she likes being in that circle. She likes being back in power.
Yeah.
She likes sticking it to Carly and the world. So I don't know. Is it looking more and more like she just wants to be head of that family, that mob family, you know, like take control?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it just a power move? Not a,
not
necessarily a truly evil manipulation of Sonny for, I mean, it doesn't make it any better, I guess. But.
Right. Yeah. And well, it was sort of convenient that Nicholas seemed to, like, he was putting a lot of words in her mouth sort of about she was enjoying about it, and she was just sort of going along with it, so it's kind of hard to know if there was more to it than that, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah. But it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Let's see. The association of a torch with love may date to the Greek and Roman tradition of a wedding torch lit in the bride's hearth on her wedding night, then used to light the hearth in her new home.
I would have never come up with that. Thank you.
No, that seems like somebody could have made that up. I don't know.
But, well, they could have, yeah. But it was yeah. If it's on the interweb, then...
Then we got to believe it. It must be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. The one other scene that we didn't talk about that I just remembered was the jogging scene with Dex and Joss.
Oh, yeah.
And Christina.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought we were going to have TJ come out and like tackle Christina and say, that is bad for the
tackle
baby.
Her. Yeah.
Some idiotic something.
Yeah. Like just berate her in front of a crowd of people.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be funny.
We had the confrontation with Joss.
Yeah, and it wasn't much of a confrontation. I was glad that Joss sort of had the ability and the nerve to sort of apologize somewhat.
Yeah, I think she should have said, you know, that was the vodka talking, and like, I've sobered up now, and I realize it wasn't really my place to throw that in your face, which she basically said that.
And I was glad Christina didn't really act all snippy, you know. She had,
they kind of resolved it, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So that was good. I also thought that color Joss was wearing looked great on her, and I don't think that's a color. It was like an orangey red. I don't think that color looks good on a lot of people, you know.
I was going to call it coral.
You were? Okay.
Can you call it coral? I don't know.
You can.
You're going to call it orangey red.
Yeah,
that did look good on her, and everybody like in their perfect jogging wear.
Yeah,
it looked just like you and I when we did that. When we did that
5K.
The 5K, organic
one in Belfast. The organic one, the organic growers, whatever. The Common Ground Fair.
The name of that fair? Common Ground Fair. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. Nobody even heard of Lycra yet. You know.
Right.
Everybody was in actual like thick cotton, you know, elastic at the ankles sweatpants that my dad used to run in. Your dad probably had those too. I had those.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Those like
I gray. Do. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. That's more what I still look like when I go out for a walk or a jog. It's like there's so much like athletic wear out there, and
I know,
I can't. If I buy it, it feels like it's good clothes to me because you know you actually pay more for it than I would for any other clothing.
Yeah,
and so I can't go sweat in it. You know.
I get what you're saying, Gia. That is a conundrum.
Yeah. Anyhow, I think that's all the big important scenes that I can remember.
Yeah. Did you feel like there might be a future for Joss and Dex again?
Maybe. I don't know if I care that much. I enjoyed them as a couple, but I don't know. Maybe we need to move along with him and do something else with him and do something else with her.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, he's a cutie. I think that he could charm, now that he's not, you know, a mobster boy, could charm some upstanding young lady in town.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm interested to see the dynamic between him and Jason, you know?
Oh, right. Because they haven't, it'll be like looking in a time machine for Jason, you know? Like,
yeah. He's got to remember that Dex and Joss helped. Does he help Dante? Right, he knows that, doesn't he? That they.
I think so. I think he knows everything.
Dante, and therefore they helped Jason.
Him, right? I don't think he's going to hurt him. He's trying to protect him.
Right. Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, if he feels like he knows a lot more than Dex about, like. The life. Repercussions of, and like joining the police force and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, Jax is going to seem like just a newborn pup compared to Jason.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jason looks like he's been pumping iron in a prison yard for a decade.
Yeah. He does, doesn't he? Yeah.
Dex just looks like this fresh-faced little golden retriever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or maybe more of a French bulldog. I'm not sure.
French bulldog. Yeah. Oh dear.
I like the dog comparison thing a lot.
You know? Yeah. French bulldogs are very cute.
They're super cute. Yeah, but I've seen some like on Instagram that some of them cry like human babies, and I don't know if I could take that. You know,
yeah.
Which is funny on an Instagram post, but if they're following you around doing that all day.
Yeah, that would be too much probably.
Yeah. I guess I've gotten used to quiet cats, you know, who are.
Yeah, that's true. Huh?
In their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they don't make a racket like that.
No.
Anyway, I can't think of anything else too pressing to discuss in our Port Charles world. Can you?
Yeah, I think we've covered it, Gia. I think we did. Yeah.
And pretty much on topic, except for a little detour into Fargo, the series, which.
Yeah, yeah. And some of the current lingo, I guess, that people.
That must have been you being annoying because I wasn't speaking.
You were speaking just now.
That would be bad if every, you know, that'd be like a shock collar to train you to not be annoying.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Every time you started to be annoying.
Sheesh, I'd have like burn marks all around my neck.
I'd be dead.
Just the sound of burning flesh.
she annoyed everyone to death. Okay. All right. Well, this was fun. Let's do it again in a few days.
Yeah. Okay, Gia. You have a good night.
Okay.
Thank
then
you, everybody. Can. Okay. Okay.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Gia. Bye.
Okay. Bye.